kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a way about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed until I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a way about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed until I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a way about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed until I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. I kissed ya.
Happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine, mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near, mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever. But never, never again. Never so near. Mine to have when the now.
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, here for another spectacular Sunday, beautiful Sunday service right here on 91.5 FM. Stay tuned. We've got so much more. We've got spirit communication. We've got inspirational speaking at 1:20. We've got the best selection of jazz, Dixieland jazz, gospel, easy listening, soul, bluegrass, country, hip-hop, old-timey, jubilee, all in the category of Americana. This is Supernatural Americana, if you're just tuning in. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. here. And don't forget to tune into my regular time slot. That is Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It is a wild time. I have everything from playlists that come from my dreams, spirit, dead entertainers, dead musicians who give me music in my dreams and messages in my dreams. And we talked about it last year. Last week we featured Bill Monroe, father of bluegrass, and the wild, wild magic that happened. And I'm going to talk about that here today when I played Bill Monroe actually on Sunday service. All these signs came in and we just had, there's so much magic that happened, so much music, everything from Frank Sinatra, the Rat Pack, you know, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., getting signs from our loved ones. I got a sign actually from my ex-boyfriend who's in the spirit world and reminding us about the first show we went to see, and one of the bands was Mastodon, and I got to play some Mastodon. So stay tuned. We're opening up here. We are staying here. We're staying clear. We're lifting our vibrations to the highest, most possible. And we're just going to enjoy some great tunes. I got lots of Sister Rosetta Tharpe here. Gospel train. It's just delivered. This is Sunday service and what it's all about. We're all about raising the vibration. We're all about stepping into love, and we're all about feeling good, letting go of all the things that do not serve us, and removing all the things that are holding us back. And today, Sunday is all about healing and restoration. Tuesdays is more about manifesting and getting in the information and getting the guidance and getting the steps to go forward. And even though Sunday service still does that, this is more about relaxation and you just really receiving the healing without having to take in so much. And so this is this beautiful gift we have. So thank you, Infinite Spirit, and thank you, WMFO. Thank you for letting us be here to share this with each other and share the healing. Love you so much. So let's put on some more jazz, some Tommy Dorsey, and you know, it's gonna be a party. We're gonna pick it up from there. So stay tuned. I'm here till 2 p.m. 12 to 2 p.m. Two whole beautiful hours of giving love, raising love, and feeling good. So, you know, wherever you are, whether you're driving, whether you're at home, whether you're cleaning, whatever you're doing, just sit back, lay back, and hear some amazing tunes, because it's all about Sunday service and the connection with God and your higher self and making that magic happen, making that magic work for you. And I love you so much. So let's get into it. Here's some Tommy Dorsey with This Love Is Mine.
Thank you.
Some more smooth jazz, Mario.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Do 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 do.
Yep. Throwback, of course, that had to happen. Lil Ava with The Locomotion, The Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown, King String, I Want to Be Like You, their version. That's a really good one. Tommy Dorsey, Rain. And before that, we had some more Tommy Dorsey, This Love of Mine. All right, we're kicking it off. We're here till 2 p.m. 2 p.m.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Gotta sing it like you mean it. You gotta sing it like you mean it. Praise the Lord. It is Sunday. It is a beautiful Sunday. Yes, indeed. So as it is a beautiful Sunday, we are stepping into our own energy and being in our own energy and caring about what is connection of the divine coming in, coming out, and the healing. And here we are receiving the healing. And that's what we're here to do, is receiving the healing and receiving and requesting upon spirit to come give us whatever healing that we need to do, and removing anything that doesn't serve us, removing anything that is not ours, and removing worries, obligations, things that are hindering our soul and our spirit. Today is the day. This is a treat for you. This is a treat for you because I know too well what it's like to be an open conduit, to be that divine feminine mother energy, and you're constantly always sometimes it may seem like you are pulling the weight of the world on your shoulders, and sometimes you're like, well, can someone heal me? Can someone just, you know, I'm always in the healer position. I'm always there. Who do I go to heal? And I know a lot of you out there who are listening, you have that. And sometimes you're uncomfortable even thinking those thoughts, because we are programmed to not ever, ever think those thoughts. That sometimes we are overwhelmed. You know, yes, of course, we love doing this. Yes, of course, we do it from the heart. But sometimes it can be a lot of responsibility and a huge task to take on at times. So we have to make sure we're restoring and clearing our energy. All that time we take care, we spend taking care of other people, helping other people, giving to other people. Of course, we're supposed to be doing this and we're not expecting anything back. But you don't want to keep doing that work and being drained and overwhelmed and tired and feeling like there is no balance with the giving and taking. So this is a gift for you. And, you know, I can assure you, if there's times where I feel like I can't give, I do not stress myself and I take a day off. But, you know, this is definitely here for you to understand that it's okay to know that you do give a lot. And it's okay to have times where you say, I deserve to receive the healing. I deserve to have someone else or something else come and help heal me, and I can just take a load off. And that's the gift from me to you. So I hope the Sunday service and Paranormal Playground sounds, in those times you can meet with that, and in those times you can connect with that, in those times you can feel released of worries from anything else or anyone else, and feeling loved and truly appreciated when you hear a voice on the other end, hearing and feeling and resonating what you need to hear. That is the whole point of this, because anyone who's listening in now, anyone who channel surfs through the station or by accident or on purpose, whatever it may be, it's never really an accident. You're supposed to hear this. You're supposed to receive this. And if you, and you turn it on, you're like, ah, this isn't for me. Like, no, I'm not resonating. No problem. Okay, because that's why we have so many different kinds of healers, so many different kinds of people, so many different kinds of things, so many different kinds of faith and religion that you do resonate with, and that you can, that can help you, and that does love you, and that you will be able to receive. It's, and the whole point at the end is it's about you receiving what you need. So it isn't about the individual service of a healer and their business and whatever it is and how well or good or this or how much or how, you know, how good of a healer it is, they are. I never believe in that. I believe in the ability of resonance and being able to connect with someone, and that's the whole point. So wherever we're viewing about other healers or how they do their work, to be honest, we can have our judgments and our opinions and think all we want, well, my way definitely is better, my way is definitely worse, my way this or whatever. Whatever you're feeling, whether it's superiority or inferiority, you've got to understand it really has to do with you're communicating what you're communicating, because it has to do with what you need to give at that moment. So, you know, again, it comes to this point where we need to remove this heaviness of I need to be always on my game of being Christ-like. I need to always be this, you know, this perfect Buddha, this perfect, you know, vision of this godly goodness in the universe. No, sometimes you can be a piece of crap and still deliver a message that you need to deliver. Sometimes, you know, you may not be your best, but in that moment, in an instant, you could open yourself up to receive something and give it, and it needed to be given. It needed to be communicated. So the whole point, though, is intention. So where your intention is going to flow into your attention. What your attention is given to is going to manifest into your intention, and it's going to reveal itself as such. So all I can say is I come here, I show up, I do this because I am being pulled into this direction. There is something in my heart space that tells me to be here. There is guidance. And I just follow it. I just follow it. There's really nothing more complicated to why somebody is pulled to do this type of work. And it really has nothing to do with the fact that they are this greater than chosen. Like, we like to put people on this huge, crazy pedestal of, well, they must be chosen. You're all chosen. Like, we really are all chosen. I chose this path because it is a calling. Now, you may have another calling, but you have to understand everything that we do, whether it's being a cook or a doctor, we're all doing the same thing. It's just translated in a different avenue. Being a healer and being a psychic medium or whatever it is in this type of communication is being more literal about what everyone else is doing. It's literally just being a basis in terms of communicating what is in the unseen. That's all that we do. But everybody plays a part. So just because you don't have this title does not mean you're not doing the same thing somewhere else. So you have to always be mindful of that and understand that you are working as a healer just as much as somebody who's speaking. You, on the other end, receiving this, you know, honestly, it's a lot of work. This is hard, hard work. And so this is a gift for you to sit back and just receive it and just have it and just be inspired and do whatever you want with it. Do what you will with it. And so, you know, I choose to do this, and I choose to be the person to do all that work for you, for anyone who's listening. I mean, of course it's for myself. I mean, of course it's to help myself, of course. But you see, that's the beauty of it, is that it started with helping myself. So when you start helping yourself and saying, I want to be a beneficial entity here. I want to be a beneficial communicator. I want to be something here that is contributing. What happens is that when you start healing yourself and you start doing the work on yourself, then God in the universe and spirit gives you more tools to actually help others. And so that's just how it just plays out that way. And it just magnifies in that beauty. So of course I'm helping myself. Of course this benefits me. But on the other end, if you were not on the other side of the realm, on the other side of the speaker, on the other side of the radio, what is the point anyway? You know, I could just go wake up, heal myself, and la-di-da-di-da, not face anything that's uncomfortable, not face any situation that is uncomfortable at all, and just bliss out and not help anybody. Well, I mean, I could help people, but like, the broadcasting and to broadcast healing, you know, the whole point is to reach people, because I understand in some cases this should be sacred. This should be sacred information. And I feel like this is a sacred and worthy enough place to do that. Like, this is a place that I feel so comfortable and the portals are so loved, and I feel loved here that I could give that to others and I can express that here. So when we find places that are in the 3D to manifest through, there's nothing wrong with that. And if it helps people, if it connects with people, and if people are tuning in and listening and that helps them to do something differently in that day and saves them from doing something else or saves them from being destructive or basically helps them to continue to move on and continue to move forward, then why not? why not use a 3D portal to create it, you know? Because a lot of times I do see on social media, there's so much misinformation out there. There is so much, like, people will say something and then it will be like, I'll just be like, about an experience, and it's their own experience, and saying that is the truth for everyone. And I'm just like, I did not have that experience. So why is this person saying as this goes for everyone? Like, you know, and it's interesting that I've been noticing that lately, but I've been noticing there's more of people saying what you should and shouldn't be doing, as opposed to giving more of a neutral kind of message. And I just thought that was, you know, it's interesting, but it isn't by accident. And it's not like, oh, that's just how it is. Things are set up in a certain way. And that's why it's important to keep places like this alive, to keep places like college radio and this freeform station alive, because you can actually remove yourself from so much illusion and actually create a space where you can give more from freedom and from a place that is coming more from a connection through the heart space and in an independent, more independent way, instead of quotas and numbers and algorithms. Because let's face it, when we're in that atmosphere of social media, there is something called algorithm. And if you're not meeting a certain place of algorithms, sometimes it's just not going to cut it there. And why am I speaking on this? Because I know I experienced that. How could somebody communicating so much positivity be a threat? And so, you know, my stuff was just taken down all of a sudden. And now I'm starting back new. But I'm not going to let that hinder or depress, or I'm not going to use it just because that happened and look at it in that way. It's time to look at it in a different perspective too. Not just dwell on, well, we're being controlled by AI and all this stuff. We need to see a different perspective. We need to know the truth, but on the other hand, we can start over like I'm doing. You know, I'm just picking back up the pieces and being like, okay, so that happened. Basically lost all my contacts, all my clients, you know, all of that stuff through there. But I didn't lose it 100%. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I got to start brand new, and I got to get rid of all those nanobots and horrible cords that don't serve me, and start on a new energy and a new platform. And that's what you got to look at it as too. As when we're communicating, stop looking at our communication portals as negative. Use it to your advantage. Use it in the way that works for you. What are you giving that's going to come back to you in a positive manner? So that's another thing, is taking accountability for, are we misusing technology, or you know, are we letting it run our lives, or are we running it? Because technology can be such a beautiful thing. Like right now, it is working as the most beautiful thing, you see? So it's important to always look at it in a positive perspective, and a really enlightening perspective, that, okay, if this is man-made, this is a part of me, and something in my lineage created this so I can communicate beauty to everyone. So I'm sorry that I went on this little rant. I just feel like sometimes that when Sunday service is happening, it is important to communicate what needs to be communicated. And that's what needed to be communicated at that time. So, you know, there we go. So you have it. So whoever's listening, they needed to hear this. And that's just how it is here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds on Sunday service. So, you know, with that, let's continue this beautiful, magical playlist. You know, I can't wait to see what spirits come in for Tuesday's playlist, because some may not even come in at all, which is pretty extraordinary. And I'll just have a free form here. But we'll see if there's any magic that happens after I get out of the station communicating with spirit, because it never fails, and I'm sure it will. So anyways, Please stay tuned. We're here till 2 p.m.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, attention donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Day when they drive them all away, there are strange things happening every day. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day,
there are strange things happening every day.
Every day,
every day.
Love affairs, the lovers have to struggle. In garret rooms away upstairs, the lovers starve and snuggle. They're famous for misfortunes which they seem to have no fear of. My lovers who are very rich, you very seldom hear of.
Now, little shack, do you share with me? We do not flee from a mortgagee. A care in the world have we.
How can love survive?
You're fond of bonds and you own a lot. I have a plane and a diesel yacht.
Plenty of nothing you haven't got. How can love survive?
No rides for us on the top of a bus in the face of the freezing breezes.
Reach your goals in your comfy old Rolls or in one of your Mercedeses.
Far, very far off the beam away. team are we? 2 millionaires with a dream are we? We're keeping romance alive. 2 millionaires with a dream are we? We'll make our love survive. No little cold water flat have we, warmed by the glow of insolvency.
Up to your necks in security, how can love survive?
How can I show what I feel for you? I cannot go out and steal for you. I cannot die like Camille for you. How can love survive?
You millionaires with financial affairs are too busy for simple pleasure. When you are poor, it is toujours l'amour. For l'amour, all the poor have leisure.
Caught in our gold-plated chains are we, lost in our wealthy domains are we, trapped by our capital gains are we, but we'll keep romance alive.
Trapped by our capital gains are we,
we'll make our
and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely. Whenever you are inside, I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. My heart.